A New Financial Architecture for Sustainable Development. The Global Fund points the way for success on a much broader array of challenges. When it comes to the MDGs, climate change, and population policy, we are wallowing in speeches and rhetoric, as we were in 2001 with regard to AIDS, TB, and malaria. Countries have no place to turn to get expanded programs underway. The poor have been told time and again to plan to achieve the Millennium Development Goals, only to find that the promised international support is not available. Taking a cue from the Global Fund, we should plan to simplify the global aid architecture and make it more transparent, science-based, and responsive to the level of actual needs. This can be accomplished by establishing a few high-level funds targeted at critical dimensions of the Millennium Promises and concentrating our aid efforts on those funds rather than a plethora of bilateral programs. Some funds already exist and need to be expanded. Others need to be started. 7 global funds would cover the vast range of sustainable development needs. Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, and other diseases. The Global Fund could usefully be expanded to cover additional infectious diseases, for example, worm parasites, as well as provide expanded support for operating the core health infrastructure in the poorest countries. Global Fund for an African Green Revolution. This fund would put its focus on expanding sustainable agriculture in low-income countries, with a special focus on Africa. It would put emphasis not only on high-yield seeds, but on high efficiency of water use and sustainable land management practices. Global Environment Facility. This existing fund, jointly managed by the UN Development Programme, the UN Environment Programme, and the World Bank, would be expanded dramatically in scale and would have mandates in 4 priority areas. 1. Sustainable energy for low-income countries. 2. Adaptation to climate change. 3. Biodiversity conservation. And 4. Drylands management. UN Population Fund. The UN Population Fund, UNFPA, would be reinvigorated with greatly expanded funding in order to comply with the commitments to ensure universal access to sexual and reproductive health services by 2015. The UNFPA would be the focal point for the effort to stabilize the global population at 8 billion or fewer by 2050. Global Infrastructure Fund. The World Bank, the regional development banks, the European Investment Bank, and perhaps other donors would pool financing efforts to expand public monies for infrastructure in the poorest countries, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. Global Education Fund. Of all of the MDGs, universal access to basic education is surely the easiest to achieve. The technology is best understood and most straightforward. Yet funding has consistently run far behind promises. The United Kingdom has promised $15 billion over 10 years for basic education, and this could form the corpus of a multilateral rather than bilateral effort. Global Community Development Fund. In addition to all of the targeted sector programs, health, education, infrastructure, population, and so forth, there is also the need to support community-based development efforts that cut across individual sectors. As countries seek to expand their Millennium Villages into Millennium Districts and Millennium Provinces, they need a place to turn to for reliable and predictable funding for the vital village-based investments in agriculture, health, education, and local infrastructure in order to jumpstart development. The point of this list is to ensure that there is a place for each country to turn to meet crucial needs. These funds should take country applications for program funding in a public and transparent way and should be replenished by the donor countries in line with needs and performance on preceding grants and with proof of credible, scientifically valid plans. The mere existence of these funds would energize each country to establish serious and responsible plans of action across the gamut of the sustainable development challenges. With the prospect of timely financing for real investment needs, the world could move decisively from words to deeds.